I prayed about what to talk about today, and of course, do that every week, but prayed and asked the Lord what specifically. And we usually talk about, you know, mothers on Mother's Day and fathers on Father's Day. And we're going to do that this morning, but in a little different way because of this month we're focusing on, you know, the believer's faith. But we're not going to necessarily talk about that, but we're still going to talk about faith this morning. And because that being our theme for this year, the Lord really led me. I was going to go a different direction, but the Lord really led me to faith and ladies and mothers. And when I started looking in the Bible just a little bit about the word faith being used with mom or mother in one verse, in one spot, it was a really interesting study. And so that's what I'm going to share with you this morning. I found there may be more than this, okay? There may be more than this, but I found four ladies in the Bible. Four. Where the word faith is used with them and the fact that these people were ladies or mothers and faith. Where these were faith was mentioned with these four ladies' names. There may be other ones, but these are the four that I found, okay? And from my little study and the little bit that I was able to do with this. And it was a great blessing to me to see these ladies that are mentioned. I'm going to ask you this question this morning by way of introduction, and I hope you haven't taken and looked at the verses. If you have, that's okay. But if I was to, if you can give me an impartial mark out of your head, if you've already read where we're at, answer to this question. If I was to have asked you this question this morning before I told you where to turn to in your Bible, okay? Try to answer it this way, that you have not opened your Bible, I have not told you anywhere to go yet this morning. If I was to ask you to name some great women of faith, if I only found four where the word faith was mentioned with the lady's name in the same verse that were mothers, if I only found four of those in the Bible, what might you guess some of those four ladies' names might be? Has anybody got a guess?
I know Mary.
Mary? I thought about that. That was my first thought. Hey, it's good, David. That was my first thought was Mary. Amen. Jesus' mother, right? That would have been one of my, that was my first thought in my mind. Anybody else got another thought?
Esther.
Esther? That was my second or third thought. That was right there too. Esther, we on the same page this morning then. Anybody else? That if you had seen faith in a lady's name that was a mother mentioned, that you would have thought of that name. That you'd say, well, that's got to be so and so. Deborah? Okay, yeah, she's in the Bible too, but yeah, okay. Who?
Naomi.
Naomi, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Anybody else?
Ruth,
yep. I thought about those same ladies' names too. The first two that dropped in my mind was, I think the first two y'all said, Mary and Esther. Those were the two that I thought of. And then I thought of another name that y'all didn't mention, but if we'd have kept going much longer, y'all would have got to, Hannah. I thought about Hannah, Samuel's mom. And, you know, you think about these ladies as being ladies and their faith, and these ladies were ladies of faith, okay? So let me set that and get that out of the way to begin with. But the four that we're going to talk about, some this morning and some tonight, we're going to finish up with. But these four ladies were ones that I don't think nobody would have on their list. And I found that real interesting that nobody probably would have these ladies on their list. Nobody mentioned them this morning. And, of course, some of y'all may have been thinking about because of the verse. But anyway, if I wouldn't have gave you that verse, you wouldn't have thought about them probably, would you? Most of you probably wouldn't. And I didn't think about them until I got to looking at the verses and doing my study. I didn't think about these ladies' names. And it was amazing to me to see that the word faith with these ladies, these mothers' names, that of all the ladies' names in the Bibles that could be mentioned, in the Bible that could be mentioned, it would be these. And I started asking myself, why? That's a unique thing, you know, to see this. And maybe the Lord can use it to teach us a few things this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, of course, writing the book here to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Now, I want to make this clear to begin with, just because of some research that I was doing, a little bit of studying yesterday, that Paul is writing this book directly to who? Timothy. Okay, but it's to all of us, but he was writing it specifically to Timothy. But he says here, my dearly beloved son. In another place, he calls him his son in the faith. Was Timothy's father Paul? No. No. I Googled it yesterday and I found there's a lot of people and a few. One in particular said he had studied the Bible for 30 years. It had underneath his name as his credentials, this gentleman. And he found that, and he said that Timothy was Paul's son because of this verse right here. And because of the other verse that says son in the faith. And I said, well, he just ain't really reading too good and looking at this thing, because what he's saying is the fact that he's his son in the faith. He's his son in the fact that he was, if you will, he had taken him under his wing. Amen. And the fact that he was his, we say this word for our modern day way of describing an associate pastor. Amen. He was his apprentice. Amen. He was his preacher boy, as I've heard some people say. And that's, he was his helper, if you will, in the ministry. He was not his son in the fact of his biological, physical son at all whatsoever. The only thing we really know about Timothy's father that I have found from Scripture, there's a lot of speculation about it, but the only thing I've seen for sure is the fact that his mama was Jew and his daddy was a Greek. That's the only thing I can find for sure about his daddy, is that he was a Greek. Some people think he was a Greek person that was lost. Some people think he was a Greek person that got saved through the ministry of Paul. Now, whether that's true or not, nobody really knows, because the Bible don't say, except for the fact that, from what I've saw, it doesn't say, except for the fact that his daddy was a Greek, and it doesn't really mention nothing at all much about his daddy in the Bible. But here to read on, now that we got those facts in our minds, it says, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. He remembers and he thinks about Timothy a lot. Notice verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee. He wants to see him. The next phrase is kind of interesting. If you don't look at it closely, you might misread this, like the son of Paul being Timothy's dad. It says here, being mindful of thy tears. Not Paul's tears, but thy tears. In the fact that Paul knew that Timothy wanted to see him too. And that he was mindful that Timothy had shed tears concerning Paul's situation that he was in, and that he was wanting to see Paul, he was desiring to see him. Not that Paul had shed tears, but that Timothy had shed tears, because he said, thy tears, if you will. So let's keep on reading now and look at the rest of this. It says, that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5, when I call to remembrance, here's our verse, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done this morning. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your word. Thank you for each person that's here. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, dear Lord, especially today for our mothers. Dear Lord, we ought to be more thankful every day for them, and I say thank you this morning. Dear Lord, for those who have mothers this morning that's gone on to glory, dear Lord, I thank you, dear Lord, that for them and the influence they had in the hearts and lives of the people here in this room. But, dear Lord, for those of us that still do have our mothers, dear Lord, with us this morning, we say thank you that they're still here with us. And dear Father, I pray today that as we take and look into your word, that you would give all of us, dear Lord, something this morning from your word, for the mothers, the ladies especially here, but dear Father, for us too, dear Lord, that are fathers, that are husbands, and dear Father, that you'd speak to our hearts today as well. Just speak to each of us and encourage us and strengthen us in your word. Help us today. Allow your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message today is simply Women of Faith. Women of Faith. There's four women that I found in the Bible that are mentioned as ladies with faith attached to their name. The first two is found right here in verse number 5. The Bible doesn't say a whole lot about them, except for pretty much what you see right there in front of you this morning. But I think that's enough said when you look at verse number 5 to tell us clearly these ladies were women that were known for their faith. Notice you with me this morning, it said, "Which I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee," talking about Timothy, "which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Here we see that Timothy, by the way, Timothy's name, I thought it was real interesting, his name means dear to God. When you take and you look up and you think about Timothy, his mother's name was Eunice. That was his mother's name, Eunice. But notice the verse does not mention his mother's name first. It mentions his grandmother. Amen. His grandmother's name, that her name was Lois. It said that this unfeigned faith that was in Timothy, where did it start with? Where did it come from? Who did it dwell in first? Lois, his grandmother. Now I want to talk just a minute and think about that this morning. The Lord spoke to my heart about that because, you know, a lot of times people think, well, I've had my kids. I've raised them. Amen. They're gone. They're raised. They're out of the house. And that's it. But you know what? The things don't end. Amen. The responsibility, the privileges does not end. You think about simply the fact that here, the fact that this lady evidently, and the fact his grandmother Lois, that she had a big influence in his life. Amen. She had a big influence in his life. I want you to think about if this lady, Lois, his grandmother, had not been the lady of faith that she was, how different things might have been. That's what the Lord started working my mind on, was if his grandmother would not have been the type of lady she was, where would she have been? You hear many times people talk about, well, my grandmother was this, amen, or my granddaddy was that. And that's a blessing and great to hear. Of course, that don't get anybody to heaven, right? But that's a good thing to have a heritage where you can say, my grandmother was this. And that's what Paul's saying here. He's saying about Timothy's grandmother that she had an unfeigned faith, this Lois did, his grandmother. And I think that shows the importance. A lot of times I think we miss the importance that we have in our grandkids' life. Amen. And I'm just saying today that, you know, we talk about a lot of times grandparents spoiling their kids and all that, and all that's good and well and fine in its place and all that good stuff. But realize that you still have a great influence in the life of those children. Amen. You have a huge influence in the life of those children. I think about one of the people that growing up had a huge influence in my life, and I don't know if he realized how much of an influence he had, was my grandpa. And I think about how huge of an influence he had in my life in so many ways, so many things. And if I was 100% honest, sometimes maybe some good things, and sometimes maybe some bad things. And I guess it's that way with everybody, right? Because none of us is perfect, the people that we look up to. But you think about this morning what a huge influence grandparents have. And his grandmother, this faith dwelt first in her. And I ask myself this question, as I ask myself a lot of times questions when I read God's Word. If his grandmother Lois would not have had the faith that she had, what about Eunice? What about Eunice? In other words, if his grandmother would not have had the faith that she had, who do you think taught Timothy's mother the faith that she had? It was her mom. Amen. Because she saw the faith in her mom, then she had faith. Amen. And she grew in faith that then what did she do? She passed it on to her son, Timothy. Amen. Because this faith that dwelt in Timothy, he said, hey, the root of it, where it started, is with the grandmother. With the grandmother, Lois. And so this morning, I know it's Mother's Day, and I know we're talking to mothers this morning, but we got a few grandmothers here too. Amen. And you'll never be a grandmother if you ain't first a mother. Amen. And so you think about the fact that she would have never been, Timothy's mother would have never been the lady that she was if she wasn't for her mama. Amen. And I think about today, maybe some of you ladies might say today that, you know, if it wasn't for my mama, I wouldn't be the type of lady that I am today. Amen. And I seen that when I seen this verse. And you think about of how the Lord, you know, of how the Lord uses those in our lives to help us, our grandparents, our grandmothers, even our grandfathers, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. But you think both of these ladies, the Bible said, his mother and his grandmother, Lois and Eunice, both of them, it said they had unfeigned faith. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't walk around using the word unfeigned. That's not a word in my regular vocabulary. I had to look it up to make sure I was right on what I was thinking it sounded like, just by the way it sounds, okay? I didn't know what it means, but I knew it, what it kind of sounded like. When I think of unfeigned, I think of feigns, amen? That's what I thought of, you know, a feign, that's just kind of the thought that come to my mind and what it sounded like. But I knew it was something that the word feigned is not a good thing. But this doesn't say feigned faith, it says unfeigned faith. And when I took and looked up that word unfeigned to see the type of faith that his grandmother had, that then his mother had, and that now is in him, if you will, as their child, as his child and as his grandchild here, we see that Timothy was one, and these were ladies that had faith that was unfeigned, simply meaning it was sincere or without hypocrisy. It was sincere. If you take the word un off of this, the word feign means hypocrite. And the fact that here is, if you will, the word un makes it not, right? In other words, that this was their faith was not a hypocritical faith. It was not an insincere faith. It was not a showy faith. Their faith was a real, honest faith. Amen? And I think about these ladies, Lois and Eunice both had a real faith. They had a real relationship with God. They had a real faith. Their faith was genuine. It wasn't a show. It wasn't a hypocritical thing. It wasn't just a, as we say sometimes, a Sunday morning faith. Amen? Or a Sunday faith. These were people, these were ladies that they had faith all of the time. Amen? And they lived that faith in front of their children and their grandchildren. And Timothy caught that faith. Amen? He caught that faith because he seen the faith in their lives and the things that the Lord did in their lives. I wondered, and I do not know this because I tried researching it, as I mentioned earlier, and could not find out. But I wondered what happened to Timothy's father. Because we think a lot of times about when it's a son involved, how important the father is. Amen? And a father is important in life. But the Bible doesn't mention a lot about Timothy's father. Instead, it mentions who? His mom and his grandma. I don't know what happened with his father. A lot of people have a lot of speculation and things. Some believe that maybe his father died at a young age when Timothy was younger. And so the mother, if you will, as a widow and the grandmother together kind of helped to raise him. That could be a real possibility, no doubt. I don't know what happened. Maybe the father wasn't the type of man he should be and it was just them two taking care of him. I don't know. But either way, we don't know that for sure. But I know this, that his mother and his grandmother evidently were the ones that the Bible mentions, that Paul mentions, as having the greatest influence in his life when it comes to this unfeigned faith. And these ladies had a great influence. Ladies, you have a great influence when it comes to your children, amen, and to your grandchildren. When it comes to being people that are people of faith, that are a real faith, that say, Mama knew God, amen. Mama knew about God. Grandma knew about God. They knew who God was, amen. And it teaches and it shows us a lot of things about who God really is, seeing it in them. And here, if you will, Timothy caught that real faith, if you will. He saw what it was, and then he chose to place his faith, amen, in the same God that they placed their faith in. And it caused him to come to a place that not only did Timothy, yes, if you will, come to the same faith they did, but he was busy serving God, amen. And I thought about what a better thing to say than that the Lord used you, Mom, used you, Grandma, or grandparent, or Mom, Dad, whatever, in the life of your child, that they seen your faith, and then the Lord used it in their life. Amen. I think about today, you know, many times I seen a church sign yesterday and I didn't get to catch all of it. I wish I did. But it was basically saying something about the fact of a mother sends their kid to church. A mom takes them. And I thought about that. I had never seen or heard anything like that before. I said, but you know what? That's good. Amen. A mom, somebody that really loves their kid, that cares about them, what will they do? They'll take them to the house of God. Amen. They'll go. They'll be there because they want them to know. And then the sad thing I thought even more, I thought about that, is the fact that even nowadays, a lot of mamas don't even send them no more. It used to be at least, well, my kid needs to go to church. I'm going to put him on the bus or take him down there, drop him off or something another, you know, vacation Bible schools or whatever, because they need to be down there. And now, a lot of times, well, they just don't even need to. And a lot of times the parents go and they just let their kids stay at home and do whatever. How sad and how things have changed. You think about the fact today that here, Lois and Eunice, they wasn't that way. They had a real faith. They had a sincere and without hypocrisy faith between them and God. How about your faith today, ladies? How about our faith today, men? We see that these two were mentioned as two of the four women with faith mentioned with their name as mothers, if you will, in the Bible. And it's amazing to think about that. But turn with me to another verse of Scripture and we'll see the third. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. And if I had to be honest with you, this one and the last one were the two that really amazed me. This one would probably, if I had to pick one, this one would be the most amazing of them all. Because nobody, unless they were a real Bible scholar, we use that word, or a real Bible student and really studied, nobody would pick this person's name. Nobody would pick their name as being a woman and faith mentioned together in the Bible, and that they were a mother, if you will, and the things when it comes to faith. Nobody would pick this name. Nobody would pick it unless they had a little clue, if you will, to begin with. You wouldn't think of this name. But it's amazing. This is one of the four that I found, of the only four that I found when I did this study here. Hebrews 11 and verse number 30. Notice with me. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. But we know that everybody didn't die when that happened, right? Right? Notice the next verse. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. In other words, simply the second or third lady, depending on how you were, second point, third lady. I grouped the first two together. But the third lady, if you will, that had faith this morning that was a mother, is Rahab. You think about what a woman of faith Rahab was. You say, but Rahab was a harlot. Yes, she was. I found it interesting as I did a little bit on this yesterday looking at some things that a lot of people try to reason away Rahab because of her background. You take and you do a little research on what a lot of experts say about Rahab, and they'll try to say that this Rahab here was a different Rahab than the Rahab back in the Old Testament that was mentioned about the scarlet thread and everything else. And they try to go into all this craziness that I didn't even take time to read because it's pretty clear who it's talking about. Amen. And they try to do that because surely her name would not be mentioned, is what it all boils down to, in the list of all these great men and people of God, when after all she was a harlot. Surely her name wouldn't be in this list. But you think she's one of the ladies that's mentioned here as being a lady that she believed God. And she didn't perish with those that didn't believe God. That all the others that died there in the city. We know the only ones that survived was her and her family that was there in that house. Amen. And I tried to find out, but the Bible does not say specifically. If you want to go back and look later, you can. If you find something different, you can come tell me. But from what I've saw, the Bible does not say if her children, Rahab's children, were born yet or not. If she had kids or not at that point. It does not name them specifically. It names her kindred and some of her other family, but it does not give specifically if she had had a child yet and if that child was there in that house when the event happened and the walls fell. I don't know that for sure. Probably people out there speculate about that too. But the Bible doesn't tell us for sure. But the bottom line is, this lady, she was a lady of faith. She believed God, the Bible said. She didn't perish with those that didn't believe God. She believed God. Amen. When them spies come, she took and protected those spies. Amen. Even when it meant a risking of her own life. Amen. She took and hid the spies. She protected the spies because she realized who their God was. Amen. She had faith in believing and realizing that this was the real, true, living God. You take and you look at her name, and it's amazing they get her name from about an Egyptian god. That's what her name come from, was something concerning Ra, an Egyptian god. And you think, but here's a lady, she said no in the actions that she did. I believe in this God. Amen. The true living God. And she was willing to risk her life to spare, if you will, God's people. To spare these spies, to help them, if you will. Despite her sinful past. Yes, she was a harlot. And we all know what that means. We don't even have to go into that this morning. Amen. We don't have to explain that word. You think about, yes, she had a bad background. Yes, she had done horrible, wicked, evil, sinful things. But yet, she trusted God. Amen. And she helped God's people out. It shows me today that no matter despite your past, ladies, no matter despite what you may have, even you say, well, I've never done nothing as bad as Rahab, Pastor. And probably most of, I'm sure probably nobody has in the things that we could, her name tells us that she did. But you know what? Despite what you did yesterday, God can still take and use you today. Amen. Despite what you did yesterday, no matter how much you may have failed as a mother, no matter how much you may have failed as a grandmother in the past, realize that you still can do something for God today, and He can still do something great with you. Amen. You say, I failed many times every day in every way. I know I do the same thing, not as a lady, but I do as a man, as a father. Amen. But you know what? God can still use you. Amen. He still can do great things with you. You think about the fact, here, despite the place she had been in her life, God used Rahab in a special way. But I ask myself this question, and I'll just give you this morning as we get ready to close. Think about this with me. If Rahab would not have been the lady of faith that she was, and I doubt she had a grandmother and a grandmother like Timothy did. Just because of her name that was given to her by her parents. I doubt she had Christian parents that believed in God very seriously. But despite that, she believed and trusted in God. But if she wouldn't have believed and she wouldn't have trusted in God, how different history might have been. Think about that. If she would have took and said, well, I need to be concerned about my own life here. And if she would have said, no, I'm going to tell... They're over there. Get these people, arrest them, do whatever you want to do with them. If she wouldn't have helped those spies and believed in God and trusted in God, how different history might have been. But because of this mother, this lady, that showed great faith, God used her in so many ways that we could sit here and talk about for the rest of the day. How might history have been different? Well, let me give you a couple of things the Lord brought to my mind about this. History might have been different because Rahab had a son. And that son's name was Boaz. Now, does that bring up a name? Boaz married who eventually? Ruth. One of the ladies, and I thought this was very interesting, one of the ladies that we would put on our list, wouldn't we? And y'all mentioned that it come through my mind as being people of what? Faith. Maybe if it wouldn't have been because of Rahab, maybe Ruth wouldn't have wound up being the lady that she was. I can say this, that if it wouldn't have been for that, maybe there would have been no Boaz. Boaz wouldn't have been the man that he was if it wouldn't have been for his mama Ruth, for his mama Rahab sitting and taking and telling him, hey, let me tell you what about God did down in Jericho. Threw that cord over the wall. Think about what a difference she made in the life of her son and how different history might have been if Rahab wouldn't have been the lady she was and then Boaz. But Boaz got married to Ruth and they had a son. When Boaz got married to Ruth, they had a son named, does anybody know? Obed. What I like to do, Obed. Amen. Obed. You say, well, What's important about him? Obed was the father of a man that you might remember. His name was Jesse. Amen? You say, what's so special about Jesse? Does anybody know what's so special about Jesse? He had a lot of kids. But one kid in particular that Jesse had was who? David. And we know what David did and went on and had a son named Solomon and so on and so forth. And long story short, out of the house of Jesse and the root of David, guess who came? The Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why a lot of people really want to reason away Rahab being a harlot and being in this lineage. Because God surely wouldn't use a lady like that to wind up being the lineage and everything come through and all that type of stuff. But may I say today, I believe this. It was because she was a lady of great faith. And what she did as a lady and then as a mother, that the Lord took and used her and on down the line, that these would be born and that through their lineage and their family tree, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. How different history might have been if it was not for Rahab, the harlot. Yes, she had a sketchy past. Yes, she had done some things bad. But you know what? God used her in a great way. That should encourage all of us here, man, woman, boy, and girl, mother, grandmother, whatever, that despite the things we may have done yesterday or the things in our past, God can still use us today. Amen. God can still use us. God's still got a plan for us. God's still got something for us to do. That just because of the mistakes of yesterday, the sins of yesterday, the things that we did wrong yesterday, you say, well, you don't understand. I've done too much. I've went too far. I've been too bad. God can't save me. A lot of people believe that. We know that's false. Amen. He can. And not only can God save you, but you know what else He can do? He can use you in a great way to change history. To change history, Pastor, who am I? God used Rahab, I guarantee. If you could have go back all those years and you could ask her that, Rahab would have never thought, never thought that God would have worked things the way He did through her family tree, especially with the background she had. But what a great lady she was. One of the four ladies mentioned in the Bible as being women of faith is Rahab. I say this today, not because of the first part of her life, but about the second. Are you the type of lady of faith that Rahab is? Are you that type of lady of faith that Lois and that Eunice was? May the Lord help us to be and to have those type of mothers today. That'll be ladies of faith that'll trust God even when it means maybe their own life. Even when it means risking themselves, even when it means making some sacrifices, that we might be that type of, you might be those type of ladies and type of mothers, and that we might be that type of people so that God can use us in a special way. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for everything that You've done this morning. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You, dear Lord, for these women that showed faith. And dear Father, I pray that You would help our mothers in here this morning and us as fathers too, that we would be the people of faith that we ought to be in front of our children and our grandchildren. Sometimes, dear Lord, even I know you hear people talk and their grandparents even had a greater influence in their life for positive or negative than even their parents. And dear Father, I pray that You'd help us to realize that no matter the stage of life we're at, if our kids are little, at home, teenagers, or whether they're all up and grown and they've got kids of their own and we're grandparents now, that, dear Father, is still important, so important, the way that we live our lives and the things that we do, that they have an impact through eternity. Help us all, dear Father, to be people of faith so that the next generation might see You in us and might come to know You and place their faith and their trust in You as well. Thank You for all that You've done. Dear Lord, that You can be trusted. In Jesus' name, amen.